Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, Laura Lively here. Welcome to you and all of your parts. I thought I would walk through a real polarization that I'm having in my life. Because let's face it, we cannot always make all of our parts happy. Why is that? Mostly because it's been my personal experience and that I often have parts that want diametrically opposed things. For example, and that's what we're going to walk through today with you, I have a part that has found the cutest pair of boots. Oh my Lord, they are so cute. They're also about $200. And I have one part that thinks that these boots will save the world almost. And then I have another part that is absolutely convinced that purchasing these boots is going to be our financial ruin. So the truth is, I'm going to have to disappoint somebody in my system around the purchase of these boots. So what I want to do is to be able to hear all of my parts from a place of curious compassion, and then with love, make a decision that is best for my system. So I want to talk through these boots that have been on my system's mind for quite a while now. You guys know, or you probably know, that I believe that parts want three things. They want to be acknowledged, accepted, and appreciated. And if we can do those three things, they are more likely to relax back. And sometimes I, with hopefully some self-energy, have to make decisions about what is best for us. And like I said, I'm not going to make both of these parts happy. So I'm going to walk through and let you hear what the parts have to say about these boots. So I'm going to get into the space. I feel the energy of the one that wants the boots, and I can feel her. She's young. I can feel her. They're so cute. They're so cute. I want these boots so bad. And I would just want to know, tell me why. Tell me why you want these boots. Because they're cute. I get that. Yes, they are cute. They are 100% cute. I hear that. Tell me, why do you think these boots will make us happy? Well, you deserve a treat. You've been working really hard. I get that. Yes, I have actually. Thank you for noticing. What else? Tell me why else you want these boots. I'll fit in. They'll help me fit in because people will think they're cute. I hear that. What else? What else do I need to know about these boots? You don't have any boots. That's true. I do not have any boots. Now I can feel the energy of the other part right now. This other part looks like an accountant with, oh gosh, what do they call those adding machines? You know, it's got the roll of paper on the back and it's like spewing out as she's typing up and doing all the money things, right? And it's like spooling out behind her. I can see her. She's very severe. She's got her hair pulled back. She's got her glasses down on her nose and she's got a pencil in her hand. And she is getting more and more aggravated as I listen to the part that wants the boots. The one that wants the boots is quite young. I can see her. She's probably 13, 14. And there's something there around wanting to fit in and wanting cute shoes, which was something I did not have as a child because I had foot issues. So I'm going to go check in now with the one that's convinced that this $200 purchase is going to lead to our financial ruin. So she's like, excuse me, you do have a pair of boots. You bought a pair of boots 2 years ago and you may have worn them twice. She's right, actually. She is 100% correct on that. That is correct. I did buy those boots. Probably this other part's the one that bought them. And you're right. I did buy those boots. But I am curious. Tell me why you think that these $200 pair of boots is a bad idea. She's like, you need more money in your 401k. You need more money in your IRA. You are not, she just said, you're not getting any younger. You've got retirement coming up. Okay, I hear that. Yes, you're not wrong about that either. I am not getting any younger. What else? It's a waste of money. It's a waste of money. You have so many shoes, so many cute shoes. You never wear them anyway. All you ever wear is tennis shoes. Okay. Okay, I hear that. Yep. I have another part. It might even be the other one that's like, excuse me, we've been wearing Birkenstocks all summer and all fall. We are not just wearing tennis shoes. So she's like grudgingly going, okay, those Birkenstocks cost a lot of money too. So tell me why you're worried about the money. Tell me what's happening with your in your system, because this part is really distressed about the money. You're just not getting any younger. You're not getting any younger. What are you going to do with all these shoes? You buy them and you never wear them. Okay, I get that you feel that way. And what are you worried will happen if I spend this money? It's just money you don't have. It's just money you don't need to spend. So you're really concerned about the money. I am. Somebody needs to be. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I get that you're really concerned about the money. I appreciate both of your perspectives. And so now, what I hope you've noticed is that I have not tried to shame or belittle anybody for their opinion about the situation. And I just want to let them know I'm going to take this all into consideration. And at the very moment, it really doesn't feel like I need this pair of shoes. And so I see the little one that's like, oh, they're so cute. I hear you, sweetheart. I hear you. And we do have cute shoes. Remember, we just bought some cute pink Birkenstocks. We did. Let's think about the cute boots in the closet that we haven't worn. And I know that's disappointing to you. So she's kind of like, okay. But thank you. I know you want me to fit in, and I know that you think these shoes will help us fit in. I really see that that's important to you. So, yeah, so the system just internally feels calmer. The accountant or whatever she is just calmed down. The little one, she gets it. She can actually, it's funny now, she's seen the cute boots we haven't actually worn. She's looking at them now. Oh, we could wear those boots. So, this is what I'm hoping I'm able to model for you is the ability to hear both sides. Without necessarily shaming or blaming anybody or making them feel bad for whatever it is that they want. And then with some self-energy, be able to see what is the best thing for our system. So right now, I don't think the cute shoes are the best idea. They're not wrong. I just bought some Birkenstocks. Those things ain't cheap. And I do have a pair of boots that I bought 2 years ago, and the accountant's right. I've worn them exactly twice. So, I hope this is helpful for you. Drop me a line or a comment at laura@lauralively.com. Hit the subscribe button so you never miss the new weekly content. And love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.